For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Dr. Susan Spengler and Dr. Ray Garman are faculty members in the University of Kentucky College of Public Health. Ray and Susan, I wanted to talk with you a little bit today about travel medicine. That's something that, as a person who frequently travels, I've been interested in, but I am a lay person when it comes to it. I know nothing about it. What sort of things should our listeners be interested in hearing about what you do?
Well, every time somebody goes on a trip, they're worried about what to pack and do you have your passports and all your papers in order. And people forget that there are several other steps that they should undertake. And one of them is finding out if the place they're traveling to has any problems with infectious disease or civil unrest, things like that. But the infectious disease oftentimes goes unrecognized. What we do at our travel clinic is we provide individual consultations based on a traveler's itinerary, medical and vaccination history, their type of travel, the duration, how old they are. In the case of developing countries, then we provide in-depth counseling regarding food and water precautions, insect-transmitted diseases, and how to prevent them. And we provide medications in case somebody comes down with traveler's diarrhea, and we provide the recommended vaccines.
Now, travel should be an adventure, and we want it to be an adventure, but we don't want to frighten people into not going or be afraid of travel, so we teach them what they need to know, and in our case, you have an experienced physician of a group of three who have traveled all over the world, so we've been there, and we know it, and we want everyone else to have a good time, and we want to teach them how to do that.
Well, I will say that my experience with the travel clinic was wonderful. Is the clinic still south on Harrodsburg Road in Lexington?
At Kentucky Clinic South, in the basement.
My son and I, who years ago, traveled to central Mexico to do some work for some time, and I remember being counseled and getting some vaccinations and having things explained to me in a wonderful manner that was delightfully not condescending because, as I said before, I am an ignorant person when it comes to this.
Well, we like to tailor our consultations to our audience, and we do get a lot of people that are from the university, traveling on sabbatical, things of that nature, and then we get people that are going out of the country for the first time ever, possibly doing a mission trip. We have many people traveling to Haiti for mission trips. Even if they're not going to an emerging country, there's other opportunities that we can counsel them regarding, you know, airline regulations and jet lag, things like packing and what's allowed and not allowed, whether they need travel waivers if they're carrying lots of medications or injectable medications. So there's a lot of opportunity we have to counsel people beyond just the infectious disease. And we really enjoy it. As Ray said, we've all traveled ourselves, and this is sort of our vicarious way of continuing to travel.
If you're going to sub-Sahara Africa, for instance, the most dangerous thing you may do is ride in an automobile. And so we look at the whole spectrum of travel and try to brief our travelers on everything they need to know so they can have an appropriately worn but fun trip.
Well, and Susan, you mentioned a second ago talking about taking medications, that sort of thing. That hit close to home for me. My daughter recently traveled abroad to study languages, and she has to carry an EpiPen with her at all times because of nut allergies. And that seems to be a fairly common allergy these days. For people who need to take a medication abroad, do you write letters for TSA or for immigration customs officials?
Right. We write letters, and we also do a pretty extensive history. So if somebody forgets to mention that they're allergic to peanuts, we have that as part of our screening history. And oftentimes I do write EpiPens for someone who said, oh, yeah, I haven't carried one of those in years. Well, you never know when you get to a foreign country whether bee sting is going to be more venomous and dangerous than what you might experience here in the U.S. So I think it's a good idea to have those things with you, and we do provide those letters on letterhead with our signatures that so far I haven't heard of anybody being turned away.
You know, Greg, we have to worry about where they're going. If they've not been to heights, like if they're going to Peru, they may need some medicine to keep them out of difficulty with going to high altitudes if they're not used to it. That's the kind of thing we look at. Another thing we look at is warning people about how to handle their money when they're in high crime areas so they'll be appropriately warned. And it's strange to some people, they come in, what are you talking about that stuff for? Because we think it's part of a full briefing.
Well, this is total care of the patient. You both obviously take a lot of joy in this. Travel is something you're interested in, and it seems to be, to me, the physician ideal. You're not just taking care of injections, prophylaxis for infectious disease. You're looking at the whole patient.
Things do move. For instance, malaria is something you really don't want to get. And when I was had to stay in Ethiopia for a while, and I took chloroquine, a simple pill. It was inexpensive. I took it once a week and took it for a month after I left Ethiopia. No problem with malaria. Now if you go anywhere, almost anywhere in sub-Saharan Africa, the chloroquine I was taking then is no longer effective. You have to have a much different regimen for malaria, and we discuss that in some detail with patients, and also stress how you have to take that medication not while exposed, but also after exposure.
Well, Dr. Susan Spengler and Dr. Ray Garman, thank you very much for coming to talk with me today.
Well, thank you, sir.
For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.